Bob, we understand you're going to give up the nightclub circuit. Is this right?
Well, I don't want to make it as blanket a statement as I'm going to give it up because it's been much too good for me for my just suddenly turn around and say, well, bye-bye, Birdie, so to speak. Actually, what I'm going to do is curtail the activities on the personal appearance slate for quite a while due to the fact that that requires an awful lot of traveling, and I don't think it's right to subject my son, or my wife for that matter, to the kind of routine involved. You're in Chicago one day, you're in Australia the next, and so forth. So what I'm going to do is just kind of, as the expression goes, cool it for a while and stay put, whether it be here in Los Angeles or New York, where the other offices are. It'll be at least one of two places as opposed to one of 150,000 places.
Now, there are two talents in your family, you and, of course, your lovely wife, Sandra Dee. Does this make it tough on an entertainer to have two talents in the same family?
Well, I tell you, I think under many circumstances that would be similar in terms of two celebrities, so to speak, being husband and wife, it would occur just because of what I started to describe a moment ago, namely the traveling situation. Most things can be worked out, and in this particular case, you should place an importance on what, place a value on what really is important to the individual. For example, at one time in my life, the most important thing to me was my career. No question about it. I didn't care how far I had to travel and how many times a day I had to get up to go here, there, and the other place. I'm married 3 years now. I have a 2-year-old son. Those circumstances have suddenly become more important than the traveling and the career. Now, my career is important. It's a means for making a living. It's something I love to do, no question about it, no matter what type of form it. However, I felt within myself I had to make an adjustment. Now, Sandy has also had to make an adjustment. I'm sure she will think much more seriously about going to Europe or to Asia or traveling in order to do a film than she would have before. You have to make an adjustment. I think the basic difficulty lies in the fact that two entertainers let their own egos and their own professions get in the way more often than not. Some people like to say that that's what caused the brief split up that Sandy and I had a while back. Some people like to say a lot of things. That possibly was a contributing factor. Adjustments have to be made no matter what the marital situation may be. I feel that if love is stronger than something else, then it has to win out. You just have to take time to investigate it, understand it, and work it out.
Bob, one personal question. How are your marital situations? How is your marital situation now? How is it?
Well, how are your IT? Next.
All right, now, your career started, with the great version of Mac the Knife. Is this true?
I don't think any career starts with a particular record. It's like Harry Belafonte's classic line about it took 31 years to become an overnight success. You work for something. Now, when the public gets a chance to hear something and accept something that they like, then they, for all intents and purposes, you are born right at that moment. I had 4 or 5 hit records before Mac the Knife, appealing to a younger set, per se. They were rock and roll hits. And prior to that, I had 7 or 8 complete failures that didn't appeal to anyone except my immediate family, I'll be honest with you. So that when you say Mac Tonight, it's the biggest single factor contributing to the value of the name Bobby Darin, certainly. The song was around for years. I didn't create it, I didn't write it, and I didn't do anything to it except treat it a little differently. And I think the arrangement was as much, if not more, the selling point of the song as was my particular lyric and interpretation.